The Municipality Equality Index is the only report of its kind in the United States. The index gives a score out of 100 possible points based on how LGBTQ-friendly a city's laws and policies are. Sarah Warbelow, legal director of the Human Rights Campaign, says the index is based on many factors.
We're looking for cities to have non-discrimination policies for their employees, to provide inclusive health care benefits for transgender city employees, looking to ensure that city contracts go to businesses that don't discriminate.
The index is also based on municipal services, law enforcement, and how city officials speak out about LGBTQ rights. The Human Rights Campaign partnered with the Equality Federation Institute to create the 6th annual report, which was released on Thursday. 506 U.S. cities were rated this year, including 8 Utah cities. The average score for Utah cities was 40 out of 100.
This year, the national average was a 57, and with the exception of Salt Lake City, all of the cities that are scored in our Municipal Equality Index do fall below that level.
Salt Lake City leads the state with a rating of 69. Ogden is next with 47 points. Park City follows with 38. Logan, Provo, West Jordan, and West Valley are all tied with 35. Orem is the low outlier of the scored cities, with 23 points. In addition to non-discrimination policies for city employees and city contracts, Salt Lake City has made other important steps toward LGBTQ equality.
Salt Lake City has a Human Rights Commission. That's a body that people can go to when they experience discrimination.
Warbelow says one of the key ways Utah cities can improve is through making public spaces and public services more inclusive, and that the Human Rights Campaign and their partners at Equality Utah are more than happy to work with cities that want to make those changes. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.